You have, and we're very glad that you have, and hopefully you can stick around until the end of the program. Only got 8 minutes or so before we hand over to Michael Falgate, but we want to spend that time with Jared Lyons, who is a new Brisbane Lions recruit coming across from the Gold Coast after spending some time in Adelaide, of course, to kick off his career, and he's jumped on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Going pretty well, thanks. Do they call you, as a nickname, Brizzy?
No, well, I've got my brother up here as well, and I think... At Adelaide, I had Gary. Gary now, and my brother up here has got Gary as well. So there's a bit of confusion at the moment.
So what are they calling you?
I just get JL now. Something easy and boring as I get older.
That's a bit boring. We can fix that up. I'll talk to someone about that. We'll sort that out, mate. How's life in Brisbane with your brother? Is it nice to be able to play with him?
Yeah, it is good. It's certainly something that I probably didn't expect to happen, but, yeah, it's been... probably a lot easier settling in. I knew a lot of the boys beforehand, sort of coming down and catching up with him. So, yeah, it's been a very smooth transition and very enjoyable so far.
We've spoken about you a lot in the last couple of years because we think you're quite a fine player in the Australian Football League. And we couldn't quite work out why things weren't perhaps going your way at the Gold Coast Suns. Can you get your head around what's happened?
No, not really. I mean, it's I think it all happened in about 3 or 4 days, my move. So, and then I got married the day after, so it was a pretty hectic couple of weeks. But I guess that's footy these days. It's fast becoming one of those sort of American sports, I guess, and there's a lot more player movement, and I guess the players have a little bit more power now, and some might not agree with that, but yeah, I think as players, we sort of we've got to look after our livelihood sometimes, and yeah, it was just one of those things that my manager sort of dug up. The recruiters over here were actually at the Gold Coast when they got me a couple of years ago, and Dom Ambrosio moved up here, and he thought, oh, I might try and get him again. And him and my manager had a good relationship, and it just so happened to work out.
Were you looking over your back fence at any point in that last year with your brother at Brisbane and the frustrating year you had at the Suns, considering you're getting sort of, you know, 468 disposals a week and being dropped to the kneeful a couple of times inexplicably. What was last year like for you, knowing that your brother was down the road at Brisbane?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating. Not only just from a personal point, but from a team point where obviously we were struggling a little bit, and that probably emphasises individual performances a little bit more, and they try and look for ways to, I guess, improve. And sometimes guys get scapegoated and sometimes they don't. And yeah, it was just a bit of a frustrating year. And I actually put it behind me and I was ready to go again with the Suns. But as I said, this popped up very late, and yeah, it was something that was probably too hard to turn down. The 3-year deal at my age is to get me to 30 was, yeah, I guess that's the magical number you want to play to. And yeah, I met with FaZe and there was a lot of trust, and he had a really good role for me up here. And I guess it was sort of be pushed or, yeah, do it yourself. And yeah, I sort of chose for myself.
What's been the biggest differences or changes from both setups that you've noticed so far at your time at Brisbane?
Brisbane's... very player-driven. They're two different clubs, but, very player-driven. I guess as a young group, there's still a few senior guys around that sort of help in terms of, rather than the coaches telling you what to do, it's very much give the power to the players and try and, I guess, build your own career. It's easy for coaches to tell you what to do, but kind of figuring it out yourself is the best way to learn, and that's what Brizzy have done. That's what I've noticed sort of over my first couple of months here. With boys like Hodgie and Zorks and Dan Rich and those older guys, they're really taking control and trying to push the club in the right direction, which is really good. But for the Suns, I mean, they're a young group and they needed the guidance. And I think they've probably got it this year. I think they might have finally found the right balance, and they'll definitely improve this year, which is good to see.
What about playing with a guy like Lachie Neale? You've played with some good players in your time through your career so far. What does Lachie Neale do that impresses you, that makes him a good player?
Yeah, well, I actually played with Lachie when I was back when I was about 18 or 19 when he was at Glenelg and I was playing there too. So it's nice to get back with him. But, yeah, Lockie's a very good player. I mean, he's so quick on his feet. If you see his calves, they're the biggest thing you'll ever see. He's very quick. His first sort of three or four steps are very agile. So the way he's able to weave in and out of traffic and sort of set up other players on the outside is, it's been really good. And, we've got a good relationship. So it was sort of a pretty smooth transition for me and him to work together in the midfield, which is nice.
Well, it could be a good combination, I reckon, to throw in a couple of the other young guns. It's going to work all right, I reckon, for the Brisbane Lions. You mentioned Chris Fagan there and the trust that he had in you when he was trying to get you across and the player-driven culture that he seems to have instilled at Brisbane. Is it how much different is the strategy of Chris Fagan in terms of the system of football to the Gold Coast, to Stewie Jew?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a whole lot different. I mean, in terms of, you look at it the way where the coaches have come from. Jewish come from Sydney and Fags has come from Hawthorn, and there's probably two slightly different styles in the fact that Sydney is very contested one-on-one style, and I think that's probably what Jewish tried to take to the Suns. But for us, it's, Fags is sort of bringing that Hawthorn style with a touch of his own mixture in that, and I think the way we try and move the footy is something in that regard, but also the way the game is now, it's very much sort of take what you can get, the way defence is set up. You sort of got to play footy on instinct rather than a set game plan. That's probably the way the game's changed in the last few years, but Fags is awesome in terms of sort of trying to keep things simple at the same time as being a really good coach. So, I've enjoyed my time so far with him.
I reckon you might enjoy it as long as you're there at the Brisbane Lions. We wish you the best of luck. Jared, you coming down this weekend to Casey to take on the D's?
Yeah. Well, I think our all three teams are coming down this weekend, which is awesome for the club. We've got the reserves or the Nets will play before us, and then AFL at Casey on the Saturday, and then I think the women's are on the Sunday, so we'll get down to that as well after Brisbane Family Day, which is awesome for the club.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you at Icon Park on Sunday to watch the girls in action against My Blues. Good luck to you this week and this year in 2019, Jared. Look forward to seeing you playing in the Brisbane Lions jumper.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.